morning, Your Honor. I'm Michael Gustafson for the appellant.
I'll just let everybody get situated and out of the way before we get started.
You guys are looking at me and I was like,
All right, is everybody ready? All right, let's go.
Once again, I'm Michael Gustafson for the appellant, Mr. Jackson. Might I reserve 2 minutes, please,
Your Honor?
Once again, I represent David Jackson, who was an insured of Esurance. And there are three issues, but really two on this appeal. The trial court dismissed whether there was coverage and as well as the associated IFCA claim, and also dismissed our CPA claim, which wasn't really brought at the trial court level. Brief factual history, 2006, Mr. Jackson.
You might want to go ahead and get your argument.
Get going to it. Okay. All right, so from 2006 to 2014, Mr. Jackson has this Esurance policy. Every 6 months, Esurance sends an email saying your policy is being renewed at its current coverage levels, and he goes on with his life.
You know, it seems to me the most difficult problem you have is that during that entire time, he was sent over 100 emails and containing the insurance policies, and he only opened one of them. I mean, isn't that a pretty big hurdle for you to get over?
It's a bit of an issue, but here's the reason why it isn't impossible hurdle to get over, or even that difficult of a hurdle to get over. During this 6 to 14, was an 8-year period, one doesn't always know what issues are going to arise in life. So prior to this 2013 racing event, 2014 driver education event, not a racing event. that's a fact for later after you guys send it back down. At this driver education event for his Audi club, and he belongs to an Audi club, it's his thing, he goes online to try to find out if, hey, if something happens at this driver education event, over and over, driver education event, is he covered? And he goes to the insurance website, his platform, and it's all kinds of convoluted. There is no click link to say current policy. There's 5 pages of 100 links, and the only document that actually says the word policy, he clicks on, and it pulls up his 2006 policy, which does not exclude. It excludes racing events, but not. It doesn't go on to say these driver education and training events that we acknowledge, if that was in effect, would likely not be covered. So,
did he know when he looked at it that it was a 2006 policy?
It was the only policy he could find. And if you look at it,
I don't know if there's a date on it or anything, but was there some indication that it was a 2006 policy?
There probably is a date on there somewhere, but when you click on the link that says policy, a regular consumer wouldn't be under the impression that if that's the policy that pops up when I click on policy, that there's anything different later. Why would they have an outdated policy available for the consumer? This could be completely and easily rectified, which is have a link that says policy. Very quickly, a consumer, they hold themselves out as being this electronic insurance company. No papers, real easy for the consumer, cut out all the USPS stuff and make it a lot easier. And instead they make it way more convoluted. If you look at page 4 of our appellant brief.
Didn't he agree to participate by electronic documents?
Sure, and anybody who goes to insurance, that's part of the deal, is you want to do this electronically.
And if he wasn't happy with how it was structured, I think he could have got out, right? I
mean, he could have, but he had no reason to be unhappy with it until they denied coverage based on the fact that when he went to the website, when he finally needed to go check something, he wasn't doing stuff that was out of the norm until that driver education event. When he literally went online to look to see if he was covered, to make sure he was. He's got an expensive Audi. He wants to make sure that, hey, this is a weird situation I've been invited to participate in. I want to make sure I'm covered. And the plain language of the policy that he was able to find on the website didn't exclude that. Yes, he agreed to accept electronic delivery. That doesn't relieve the insurance company of at least a modicum of simplicity in the delivery of these electronic. Nowhere in any of these emails that he didn't open was there a PDF of the policy. So we all know that there is a requirement the insurance companies give us a copy of our policies, right? Most of us get our Regents one. It's this thick. It's this, you know, that little one, and we do this, right? Throw it in a, and that's our fault. If something's changed in my policy and I see that thing flip through it, nobody's going to deny it. Gustafson, you...
So why doesn't he have the same duty electronically? He's, every 6 months, he's sent a renewal notice. Why doesn't he have the duty to go check that every 6 months?
That sounds great except for one thing. Let's go back to my Regents analogy. If 4 years before I need to determine whether my heart transplant is going to be covered, they change it, but never again send me the actual policy. They send it to me then, but then for the next 4 years they don't, and then it comes up, hey, I need a heart transplant. I want to go look to see if it's covered, and I can't find my Regents policy because they haven't been sending it for the last 4 years. And all they've been doing, they haven't been sending a PDF. Be very clear, the email that they've been sending him, 111 emails, never on there was there a PDF of his policy. It's not like
there's a link that says to log into your policy.
Yeah, and on the 30B6, their own 30B6 guy couldn't find the policy. It is absolutely convoluted, and that's the heart of the issue. Yes, there's a link to go to your policy, to go to your page, your platform, your portal. That's the question. Is their portal deceptive? Yes. It isn't clear from their portal how to find your current policy. Yes, you could every 6 months have been reading your policy, but you know what? 4 years later, you're not going to remember that something, some minutiae in your policy changed. You're going to go back and look at the most recent one you got. And he went online to try to find the most recent one, and he couldn't find it. It wasn't available. They even acknowledged he would have had to go through, find the 2013 one and all the subsequent amended policy offers. There were 5 pages of links and 100 documents on that tab that they claim he should have been able to go find. One of them, the only one that said policy, was the one he clicked on, which was the 2006 policy that didn't exclude the education event, the driver education event. It's a question of fact as to whether, basically, and we're not even saying it was intentional because you don't have to prove intent to show deception under the CPA. Was it so convoluted that it's dangerous to consumers? Absolutely. It could have been, this could be so simply resolved, which is just make it easier to find your policy. Have a link that says policy. I mean, this is an insurance policy platform. Have a link that says policy. And if then he clicked on it and failed to adequately read it, then yeah, okay, he's got no case. He should have, you know, consulted somebody. But when he went online before this driver education event, the only policy available that he could find without having to go through this gymnastics of looking at subsequent offers and comparing back and all this other stuff, the only one that said policy was the outdated one. They should have either purged it from the system or replaced it with the current policy. Or send PDFs in every one of these emails with the policy. Heck, we send PDFs every day with doing what we do. Why can't they send a PDF of this policy with every one of these emails? Then, if he decides at that point, hey, I need to look up whether I'm going to be covered based on this unique event that I'm going to be participating in, he has two ways. Either go to the last email where they sent it or go to the website and go to his platform and click on the link that says policy. They don't have it easily accessible. It's not easily accessible to determine your current policy, and that's why it's deceptive.
All right, you have 2 minutes.
Good morning. My name is Irene Hecht. I represent the respondent, Esurance Insurance Company. Essentially, appellant David Jackson is asking this court to reverse the order of dismissal entered by the trial court, arguing there's material issues of fact that preclude summary judgment. Our position is there is really no dispute about the material facts. Mr. Jackson admits that the policy provision, the racing facilities exclusion that was in the policy at the time of this incident at the Pacific Raceways track, excludes coverage if it applies. His argument is, well, it's not effective because I wasn't aware that it was in the policy. But it's also undisputed that Esurance electronically delivered to Mr. Jackson, as Mr. Jackson had agreed, notice of the change in the policy terms and the new policy forms.
I'm going to interrupt you there. When you say they delivered the notice of the change, they just put it on the portal, right?
Correct.
They didn't actually deliver it to him in a PDF, as he suggests, or email or any other way.
Well, it's electronically delivered to him when it is put on the portal. Because his agreement with Esurance was that he was going to accept service of all policy documents through that electronic portal. I mean, that was the agreement that was reached when he originally applied for the policy. And in fact, the first policy confirmed in writing that, you know, you and we intend and agree to conduct business electronically through our website and by email for the purpose of purchase, payment, change, renewal, cancellation, and communication about your insurance policy. We agree to send and you agree to accept all electronic notices, forms, contracts, and correspondence in place of delivery by U.S. mail or other physical delivery as applicable.
But again, I want to come back to the delivery you talk about is he goes to the portal and looks it up, policy every 6 months.
Correct.
And in January 2010, when Esurance made the change, there was a notice of change.
Correct.
Spelled out. But the email you sent to him 5 days later, it doesn't say anything about a change in the policy.
No. It says that your policy is coming up for renewal. And this should prompt him to go to the website and look up the renewal offer.
But why wouldn't the email tell him there was a change in the policy?
Because there isn't necessarily always a change in the policy.
But in January 2010, there was.
Right.
A fairly significant change.
Well, but that's the purpose of the renewal offer. I mean, in effect, sending the email is the equivalent of putting the renewal notice in an envelope. It's as if you were mailing it. I mean, there's really no difference between what Esurance did in terms of electronic delivery than if you were to send it by U.S. mail. So the email is in effect the envelope. It's just a notice. It just gives him notice that there's something on your portal. Your policy is renewing. You need to look at the online policy management platform for what that is.
But if there are no
and
changes,
then
if it doesn't indicate that there's some change to your policy, then why would you just say, well, it's the same as it always was, and not worry about it, right?
Well, I don't think you can make that assumption. I mean, just like when you get an envelope in the mail,
why isn't it the insurance company's obligation to say there's a change?
Because there's no requirement that we do that.
And that's because he's waived his right to have any changes delivered to him, because there's no real delivery here. There's, under your argument, if I understand it right, there's a notice that you should go look at your webpage dedicated to you and figure out what, if any, changes have been made.
Right, because the delivery that was agreed on was electronic delivery on the online policy management platform.
But it's not a delivery of the policy change. It's, in effect, it seems to me he's waived delivery and agreed to look at whatever is on his page when he gets some kind of communication that it's a renewal or something.
Well, I think it is delivery, though, because it's just delivery by electronic means. There's nothing in Washington law. There's no statute. There's no provision that requires an insurance company to actually physically deliver the policy or to actually send it by certified mail or U.S. mail. The statute simply says that the insurance company has to deliver a copy of the policy. We deliver a copy of the policy by the electronic platform. And subsequent to the statute, I mean, the Washington legislature in 2015 recognized the reality that emails and electronic delivery is now widely in use, and they enacted a statute that specifically addresses the electronic delivery or notices that have to be sent.
So if he had declined to do it electronically and wanted paper, you would have sent in the mail the exact same document. It just says you're being renewed, but it doesn't say there's going to be a change or anything.
No, we would have sent in the mail the notice of renewal, the new policy form, the stuff that was on the online policy platform or management platform, because that's why I said the email is in effect the equivalent of the envelope. Mm-hmm. And the documents inside that envelope are what we post on the online policy platform.
Okay.
You know, so
is there some sort of phone number? Let's say I'm trying to find it and I can't find it. Can you call somebody and say I need help?
Yes, I'm sure there is. I mean, the other thing is you've got to remember that he could have opted out of electronic delivery at any time. He could have elected to say, hey, I want to get paper copies of my policy, and we would have sent them to him. He never did that. I mean, the reality is that he never opened any of the communication from us. And it's just like if we had sent him an envelope that had the notice of the change and the new policy form in it, if he didn't open the envelope, he wouldn't have seen it, and he wouldn't have been able to find his policy. So this is really no different than that. It's just electronic. He consented to it. It's completely consistent with Washington law. I mean, Esurance was not doing anything that it wasn't authorized to do. It was simply using electronic delivery. And furthermore, there was nothing deceptive about this website. If you look at part of the clerk's papers is a printout of all the policy documents and the way they're identified on the website with the links. They're at clerk's papers 309 through 313. The very first one, it's the last one actually, on clerk's papers 313 is the original policy, the one that Mr. Jackson said he was able to find. It has a date right next to it. It says 2/27/2006. You click on it, you see that policy.
So how could he, is there a way for him to have clicked on something that said since 2010 there's been a change, and or find what the current language of his policy is?
So there is, each time a renewal offer is made, there is a the renewal offer is posted, and then subsequently, when the policy is renewed, they post what's called the amended policy. And that is a declarations page that lists all of what the current policy is as of that date. So what he would have to do is he'd have to look at this at the postings and find the date of the accident to see which policy was in effect then. He could look at that amended declarations page, and that would identify for him all of the policy forms that were part of that policy. There would not necessarily be a copy of the actual policy form with that amended declaration, because the policy was renewed based on an earlier policy form.
But is there a way he could go back and find the language that was changed or added to his policy?
Yes.
Him being in this facility a problem. Go ahead.
Yes. He would look at the renewal offer for the year when the new policy was, or the new policy language was added. The documents are in there.
Okay. And is there a way he would know it was 2010 is the pertinent year he needed to look at?
If he had opened them at the time, he would know.
But going backwards, there's no way. I mean, looking at it,
he'd have to click them open.
16, there's no way to, or 14, there's no way to know.
Well, he could determine it by looking at the amended policy declaration that was in effect at the time of this incident or when he was checking, and seeing what the policy form was, and then clicking back to find that policy form.
Okay.
you. I kind of like this envelope analogy. Let's assume that, going back to my Regents analogy, or Acme Insurance, whatever you want. Let's say, because I have no real reason to, nothing's going on, I keep all of my envelopes that and unopened, and throw them all into my filing cabinet, which is essentially what one does when one gets all of those things stored on his or her platform. Now, it comes up with my issue. I now need to investigate whether I'm covered for X, Y, and Z. I open the latest envelope. There's nothing in there that says anything other than it's renewed. The policy's not in there. Regents has to send us one every time, but they don't send it every time.
Is there a declarations page?
There's probably a declarations page, but that would just show you the very bare bones things like what is 100, 300 policy, or what's your UM, and what are these sorts of things.
Does Washington law require that if they amend the terms of the policy, they have to serve you with a complete new policy showing the interlineated amendments, or just a declarations page that says, here's what's been changed?
What Washington law requires, Your Honor, is that the insurance company makes these policies available for the consumer to review. It used to be that it would be mailed. Yes, he did opt out of the mailing, and he consented to electronic delivery. But that doesn't relieve them entirely of their duties to deliver in a cogent manner that the consumer can access. The issue here is that when, and she just laid it out, when he did decide to go back and look, he would have had to go through about 30 emails to find the one time that it was changed, then go compare the 06 policy with the new language from 2010, then go through all the rest of them to determine whether anything else changed any of that, instead of just giving a link to the policy. She couldn't answer your question, Your Honor, of, hey, if he just wanted to find his current policy, could he do so? The answer is no, and that's the problem. He couldn't find his current policy on this portal or in an email or anywhere else. Thank you.
Thank you. And that concludes our calendar for this morning. We will be at recess.
All rise.